I'm a barbarian shaman, lovely.
Are you the last player?
Yeah.
Ah, welcome. Apologies for the
What's the GM's name?
The GM's name is Nick Robinson.
Nick Robinson.
If I give you back all my Rufus books, can I get Deluxe instead?
That's a question I'm going to ask.
Yeah. If I give you back the three books I bought, for that Deluxe.
They
come into
roleplay,
they come
into haggle.
Right?
Yeah.
That sounds like
roleplay
to me.
Hey, this is going to work really well.
So, you're on a windy mountain pass. None of you have played those scenarios.
I will use a song in my bardic role.
Just a second.
Right.
It's going to turn into a one-man show.
Have you? Oh, you're the only person I've had. Have you played Mongoose Food Quest?
Yeah.
Right, okay, excellent. That's a good start. Because nobody appears to have played the scenarios that's grabbed off our website, that's an even better start.
Oh, I've never seen this way.
My Brother's Feast. I wrote it, so anything wrong with it, you right, hate it, you can criticise me and beat me up. After the show when I've left for swinging.
Yeah.
Hey, I can test my glow-in-the-dark dice.
No, I don't need touch dice.
I can see them, mate.
I know. Life bounces
up really
well.
It's similar to Old Star RuneQuest. I mean, it's not exactly the same. For example, there's no power, big power rolls. You use things called resilience or persistence, depending on the magic and what you're doing. There's a lot of opposed skill tests that go on, where basically the better result always wins, and that can speed things up considerably as opposed to, oh, we both succeeded. Oh, we both succeeded again. But there's a better roll. Higher roll wins, except in the case of criticals, critical boys win a normal roll. I will try and I'll probably simplify it a bit, since you guys, most of you don't know more than we've been pressed anyway.
Most of us don't know what Mongoose RuneQuest that well.
The only one of the major differences for the game is combat actions, which tends to be you have so many combat actions and so many reactions around. You do it in initiative order, fairly traditional Dungeons & Dragons style-y. You add your strike rank to it. Whoever has the highest goes first. You go through everybody. That's your first combat action done. Then you go through your second combat action. So those lucky enough to have three or more, they get their extra combat actions at the end. This is a Gloranthan game. You are all members of an Orlanthi tribe, the same tribe, so you know all one another, and you don't have to start with the pub or meet at the pub incidents. Yes. I hate adventures that start in a pub. I loathe them, I dislike editing them, and there are far too many of them out there. I like characters that know each other from the start, and I tend to set up my campaigns the same way. You know, there's a reason you all hang out with each other, even if some of you think other members of the party are loathsome psychopaths. Hey, he's family, type thing.
Don't look at me.
Oh, having games with one or two people.
He's kin, not family.
Okay. In all Anthony cases, quite sure.
The family.
I will. Skills of all percentile base, you know how that generally works. You know, you all know how armor works and hit points work. There's no general hit point total. Once you go down to zero or worse on a location, then bad things start to happen. And depending on how negative you get, the worse the things are. Essentially, you won't die if you go to -6. Magic number tends to be the negative of your hit points. So if you've got 8 hit points in your abdomen, it's -8. That's the magic number. However, you still won't automatically die. You have a thing called a resilience test. You roll under that, you can still, you're still alive, and in some cases can still fight. However, you fail that, you kill over, you're pretty much stuffed. This applies to the bad guys as well. That is a major difference, of course. All good question in that you had full hit points.
Somebody's stolen me rule book. Oh, no, they haven't. Oh. Sorry.
Don't panic. Right. You're on your Tula in Heartland, south of Dragon Pass, west of Prax, east of Holy Country. All those who know Galantha will be pretty well familiar with it. It is a warm day when the trolls first appeared on the horizon. Something important must have dragged them from their darkened caves whilst the sun is high. For once, the trolls are not a raiding party, eager for war, but a trader and his guards, and he set up a little market outside your clan borders. Many came to see him, but he said he wanted to speak and trade with the clan ring first. It was Elka who went to him to find out what he wanted. He offered a great trade, so now you are asked to do a task for the troll. It was called Umbalong. I need you to catch me some trollkin. Some specific Enlu, mind. Not the average wild trash that infests these hills. These are almost smart. They is my brothers. See, it is near the holy day for my other brother, and he has his cult dues. Now me, I am his only free kin around these parts, as we are not from round here, but from back east. Now his dues means he has to eat one of his kin. And those we brought with us, we've either lost or he's already ate. I do not want to be ate also. When we first came here, we had some other Enlo who escaped. I want you to get them for me. If you do not get Enlo, I get served up on my brother's platter for his cult. Our mother says so. Bad magic if he does not. So I must get some of these Enlo. I give good deal for your people, so your people happy. Now you must catch Enlo, who hide in bad place. Place where Soul Eater lives. You okay though? Yeah. All us, you know, we know you, man. You have no real soul. You're too weak. But bad magic for me to get them, so I get you to go instead.
I'll just be rattling my stuff and warning off the juju now.
I want at least 5. But I pay for dead ones too. If you must. But one, at least, must be an Enlo that I want. Not any rabble Enlo you find. Must be brother. Because there are lots of Enlo that live in the Soul Eater's Hill. So you go. I give a good gift, powerful gift, plus other things to your clan. Good deal. And you know why. Enlo even weaker than you. And remember, you have no proper soul, so you're safe.
What can the us offer us when they only use clacks and bows, rough metals?
Magic? Runes? Like, well, you know about runes. In previous versions of RuneQuest, you could cast pretty much magic as you liked. This version, you go and get runes in order for you to cast what used to be the battle magic, stroke spirit magic. That is, he is offering you, for every 2 Enlo he catches, you get 1 rune between you, which is a very good deal. For every 2 live ones. For everyone that's, shuffled onto, passed on his mortal coil, I'll give you 250 silvers for.
where do the gold get silver?
He's a merchant. It's a proper merchant. So
he just picks it off the bodies that he's been killing, doesn't he?
I was assuming he was the cultural ambassador based on the remarkable thing that he's set up with us. You go do the dirty work and we'll say
Oh no, your clan's getting far more than just a few roots. This is your pain. Your clan's getting some serious kick-ass straw magic.
I can't answer for the silver because I deal in iron and, sorry, I deal in bronze and other metals. Silver's no use to me, I can't work it.
Yeah, but it's
you can buy a lot.
Runes give you power.
I'm not really keen on.
If you attune yourself to a rune, they give you benefits. For example, there's a.
If there's something that helps.
Some runes will increase some of your stats. Earth will increase your stats. Fire will make you immune to fire. Cold will make you immune to cold.
Bombs will make you immune to cold. I've heard
sing glorious songs about things you hit.
You already have.
Right, and I'll be holding my head in my hands.
Excellent. For me and the next guy appears to be up for it.
And now I'll have the
cushion. Ding.
Ding.
You heal the cover. I've got the luck, which allows you to make one me roll a day.
So if you roll really terrible and you're about to get killed, and you roll it, no woo. You've also got hero points. Now, these are fairly experienced characters. Essentially, use them as burn points. You get a reroll.
Okay.
So you guys got loads. Normally you'd save them like crazy so you can get a legendary power, but hey.
What?
And I'm also good at hortling, which I have to ask, what the hell is hortling?
It's your language.
You'll be really disappointed when you find out.
I'm hortling him.
It's not like fence, it's pronounced hortling.
Oh,
7 hero points.
Yeah.
Well, I've
been. You've been a kick-ass.
Like, that's yours. That's you two at the front. Yeah. Oh,
no,
Send
the ball to the blacksmith. There's a twist.
There you go.
You never heard of it before?
With a regional lore?
You've never heard of it before.
It might just be a troll term.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt. Does anybody have a plan of what's happening later? Because I've completely forgotten what time my game started.
I think about 2:30
This finishes at 2. Next role playing sessions kick off at 2:30 and 3 the afternoon ones.
About 2:30.
I know, but some of them were shit. Like, some started at 11 today.
Right. Some started half an hour ago, yeah.
Well, ours did say 2:30.
You're down officially to 2:30.
Brilliant, yeah. All right, cool.
Okay.
D&D's
3. Okay.
Umbelong explains he can recognise any particular trollkin that belongs to him.
Can you tell us how to recognise them? Are there any clan markings or anything like that? We should
no, because they're wild. But you know his family. You know his family.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm sure you realise that not all trolls all look the same to you.
No, of course not. If we just sort of do a rawhide thing, round them up and brand them.
Because Emily with this high, that's right.
Well, you bring them all back. Even ones that aren't kin, you know, it'll give a few silvers for.
So I think we need a cart, at the very least a substantial bag, or possibly a cart,
wagon train. I'm thinking
manacles.
Some sort of cage or.
Can you make some manacles and then we can check them all together?
Right. How long have we got to perform this task for our friendly?
Not long.
Control? So forging the manacles might be a bit tricky.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I guess so.
We can hit him over the head with something big and heavy and then tidy it up and see which one to die in the end. A favourite plan of mine.
It gives you a pole. Upon this pole at very, very good lengths, a little lassoes. You just put it on this, strangle them if they give you trouble.
That's the kind of thing we're
on. Very reasonable.
I like this guy.
We may need to use that for the bard if things get a little out of hand later.
Right.
Well, I'm your man.
Hey, Mr. Random. So do we know the way to the place to start catching it? Well, I can show you
to place wherein the Soul Eater's Hill lives and is. But I can't go in there. This whole forest is bad juju.
Because of your soul?
Because of the Soul Eater, yes. Right. He'll eat my soul. Troll can't go.
Do we own him if he are Soul Eater?
Can you describe this soul eater on the way?
Alright, mighty kill mighty warriors, kill everybody. But not those with no weak souls. Obviously, light and low, light men.
So do we know where he, do we know where this place is that he's referring to, and do we have any idea what the Soul Eater is?
You've never heard of a Soul Eater before.
But then apparently we don't have souls, so why would we don't?
Yeah.
If it's only, be us. You should be ashamed. I'm sorry.
I will lead you to Bad Smell Woods. In Bad Smell Woods is Soul Eater's Hill. You think that's Bad Smell Woods he's referring to?
Right.
You know Bad Smell Woods, because nobody goes there.
Before we leave our sacred hunting grounds, I'll just get some earth and sort of anoint everybody before we go out, so that we've got the rituals and everybody's blessed.
Shame it's rubbing
down.
What's
he doing?
Absolutely.
It's a shame.
Rubbing crap on.
Just kneel down and take them off.
So don't worry too much about it.
Good fortune. Nothing magical, you just like to get away with it.
No, it's just bullshit. It's just shame and theatrics.
Most of your role playing is.
It'll be probably five. It'll either be in rounds or minutes.
No laughing.
So, I can't see it not lasting combat. Because combat. They're trolling.
You're dreaming again.
How long are trolling going to last?
It's not Pendragon, is it?
Yeah.
One sword swinging you.
It's especially now. But it is.
That's all I need.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bunch of sixth level characters going to beat up a bunch of kobolds at the moment in D&D.
What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
The spells we have, we do not have rooms to use them. Is that correct?
If you've got the spells, you've got the room.
Woo!
And they're already included.
Oh yeah.
They're already included in your stats.
You know, I think, if I remember rightly, MRQs or runes are physical, aren't they? And you can hold them. Because RuneQuest 2, you could have them tattooed, things like that. Is that still the case?
No. You've all got your little bangle or good luck charm or whatever.
Yeah, they're with you till you die.
Yeah. You're attuned to you until you. Officially, I allow people to unattune. You know, we got this guy with 10 moons. He's offering us a big ransom. Hey, it's got those moons though. Okay, you can have the moons and a ransom. It's kind of like a death watch. A lot of moons. So, I allow people to attune to them. I also allow people to, if you die, it disappears and reappears elsewhere. Again, it gets rid of homicidal.
Saw people before and kind of go, there's a guy with runes. Listen, you kill him right now. We could roll him and you might get away.
I consider that fairly basic, how to deal with runes. But I think the GM's guide goes a little bit. Anyway.
Well, my 4-page epic won't write itself. We're going to have a bad smell one soon.
Yeah.
Yep. He's quite happy to lead you there. In case any of you are wondering, he has 8 very hard looking grateful guards.
Can't we start with them?
No.
It's not that right.
No,
that's
just
slaves.
They're
not endless.
I'm sure the bard will happily sing you the field guide to recognising creatures
on the ground. They're completely different.
I've got Heavy Mace and a Warhammer.
Yep.
They're both exactly identical stats. I mean, there's pretty little point of taking both, is there?
Well, unless one breaks.
Yeah, but it's not a break.
You've got two hands.
I'm now wondering why you've then been assigned those.
Sorry?
I'm slightly worried then as to why you've been given those. So it is something there. Well, anyway,
I'm a blacksmith.
These are actually also other people's characters. I've just rewritten them because it's an awful lot easier than creating that character. Transcribing characters, which is why they've got such huge hero points.
So to run through our available skills when it comes to ambushing small, weak creatures, we've got a witch, a shaman, a blacksmith, a bard, a couple of soldiers. Is that how
it's going? Well, those are your original professions, although your characters have a fair amount of experience.
I'm the obvious leader.
We wait and see how they react to
the fundamental part. Isn't there a witch that can devote a head of a scene?
power
struggle. And screeching your head
on the 30, which is far more important.
All the wishes I've ever.
That's one of the advanced skills of the universe.
Yeah. Well, no. Women are
like a fucking runaway.
What one second? The very definitely all the gods, and the women are still very important. And they're respected and they're treated as equal. But hey, all that things. He's a blast.
And the guys who run around going, it's thundering! We're going to get soaked and everything.
Let me get my copper armour and stand on that hill in celebration.
Shouting, all gods are bastards.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Olaf! I am blessed! All that they have a certain mind.
Do we have any pack animals or anything? Or
none of them. Oh well, with bad smell woods, there is a problem with animals.
Right. You see, I'm okay there with walking the live ones back, but I don't see why we should have to carry any ones that may have been accidentally brutally murdered on the way.
Well, there isn't.
The live ones to carry the dead ones.
Good point. We're done.
I was going to say there is an obvious way out there.
I'm not used to dealing with live ones.
Get more for them. For most of the year, bad smell wood has an awful stench. It's a well-known local plant, stench weed, that grows rampantly throughout the wood, make the survival there an unpleasant prospect until your nostrils adapt. Nice. You guys try to avoid it. You know, it's on the edge of your tula. You know, nobody ever goes through there voluntarily. Occasionally things will be there that have to be dealt with. There are some animals that are indigenous that appear to have no sense of smell. Unusually.
Dogs with no nose.
Okay. Dogs with no nose, yeah, how they smell. But... actually, roll your regional law. Anybody who's got regional law. If it don't have it, it's your intelligence. Or less, as a percentage.
That's different than world law.
Yeah, regional law.
I'm guessing
my intelligence. Go for intelligence.
Forest woods.
Yeah, there's probably something happened there.
Yeah.
Oh,
70.
Well done.
Sorry.
Okay. Although you've never heard of the Soul Eater, and this chap knows everything over here, that you are aware that
but I'm not necessarily sharing it because I'm a witch and you all are mean to me because I'm a woman.
Right, deep within the.
I've heard that the witch gets around a bit.
Well, what's who in the tribe could possibly spread such malicious rumors? Could it be the bard?
No, he just spreads them very well.
We should be careful.
Is that your
the words of wisdom there from the.
I'm glad we brought her on.
Yeah.
My God, I was going to strip naked and run in smeared with Tabasco.
There's a haunted hill within the woods that can take the souls and turn us insane.
So you've met him already, then?
You could have said
that. The only way that we get our magic through.
You could have said that back in the village, so we could have said to the others, we'll pass.
Yeah.
It was the smell. We can't back down in front of the others, because that's just going to look terrible.
I was going to say, that'll look bad, wouldn't it? They'll be invading next week if we do that. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm he'll not be dead if we don't do that.
Come to think of it.
Trolls are people too.
If he dies, does this actually serve our community better?
Have we already got the stuff that he was giving us, though?
No.
We've got to keep him alive, yes.
And his guards are great trolls. You know, they kind of hit you and you fall over. You hit them, they go, here, tickles.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, they're heavily armoured and they've got their skin is as tough as your armour.
I've got it. You're a shaman. Tell them that you're going to take their souls and put them in safekeeping in these earthenware jars. We send them in, they just plant everything, come back, reclaim their souls, they're safe.
You do a lot of fast stuff for a barbarian with a sword.
We have a lot of sitting around to do.
Yeah. However, there is one slight thing that this troll appears to be pretty well clued. He certainly speaks Heartling better than you speak troll, for example. And since he's out here trading, he's probably a high-powered priest of some kind.
Or specifically. Well, it's worth a go.
Never mind. just point this out to you. Trolls aren't stupid.
Are there more? He's just thinking outside the earth of web pops.
I mean, is there any sort of indigenous life that we're supposed to be careful of as well? You know, while we're traipsing through these woods, is there anything I should be watching out for?
Triffids.
Well, you get your normal wildlife that can be quite dangerous out. Things like lions, rhinoceros, the occasional feral rhinoceros that wanders in from cracks, bears.
Is the smell any danger at all that I know of?
Well,
just uncomfort or
if you have an especially weak constitution, you might vomit a lot.
I suppose it's on the bright side, you can't track with my sentence.
Well, what do you mean? You're console by.
It's just
puny compared with your other stats. Another thing, the people I play with rolled these characters. Ridiculous bunch of people. I picked up the dice and I was getting fours.
Yeah. I've got another one under 12 again.
Alright, well, I pray we bump into a rhinoceros in the woods. They should be pretty crap. Charge up my little tree again.
Yeah.
No. To the stinky tree place.
To the stinky tree woods.
Right, you follow Oombalong along and you reach the edge of woods.
Oombalong, that's a lyric.
We are here now! Saying the obvious. I wait. You go catch my brother's dinner. You follow trail. He points to a slightly overgrown animal trail in the woods. And find Hill of the Soul Eater and catch those trollkin. I knows you can beat them in low real easy.
Being set up for a fall, aren't you?
No, I'm quite confident that he's got our measure now and realises that yes, we can do this.
So let's look like.
Well,
I think we brought along the barbarian warriors for a reason, so after you.
Yes.
I'll be right behind you to bless your foot.
Okay, are you going into the woods, marching into the woods, as brave warriors as you are?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Has anyone actually got a missile weapon? Is there anybody who can knock an arrow?
I can use a missile weapon, however, I haven't got a missile weapon.
Yeah, that's a bit unfortunate.
Yeah.
I've got one.
Oversight by the player there.
Yeah.
Is it bow and arrow or is it something else?
Sure, for sure.
Yeah, definite oversight by the player.
Possibly have you then arrow knocked just in case something appears so the rest of us have got a bit of time to prepare?
Possibly. Yes.
So, I suppose we're going to have to take the front rank.
Right.
Yeah, you can. Somebody should guard the rear.
Excellent.
Oh. No, that might be taken. We should take the front.
We should. You obviously can take more of the front than I can.
No, I don't know that strong.
If I flank you from a rearward position, I'll watch you back.
That sounds like highly dubious.
Flanking for a rearward position,
What a craven bunch of all that.
Okay.
We've got the ball covered. It's quite safe.
You haven't seen my shortlist.
Right. I'll draw my.
I'll stride off down the path then.
I think I need to be in the middle.
We need to be ready with our magics to.
We've got the bard at the back, two warriors,
blacksmith.
Well, near the back, like that.
And then the shaman and the witch about the shame. And forge your wheeling
on. I know.
My weapon is broken. Quick, fix it and go back.
Yeah.
Okay, is there a lot of bird animal noise at all?
Not
in Stinky
Wood. It's quite quiet. It's not silent. Are still things here, but...
Well, you've got a better chance of hearing things when they start.
Well, there is a fairly... there's a lot of insect life.
How much do you not have to be to have stuff on your t-shirt? Sorry, is that just like saying definitely not, obviously. Sorry.
Right. Well, I'm going to take a strip of cloth, soak it in a little bit of water and wrap that around my nose and mouth. Possibly our shaman can suggest some fragrant herbs I can rub on it.
Yeah, try this one,
Okay. Right, meander along. That was 50, was it?
Yeah,
I had 33.
Do any of us have the faintest idea what a quarry looks like?
It's a very small troll. You would know
that.
Small,
okay that.
Small deformed troll. It's, I mean, essentially, they're
premise. What a quarry looks like.
Oh, no, sorry.
It's
like
a mine.
I realise you're more into metalworking, but if it's a quarry, what's a quarry?
No, you'd all be well aware of Tolkien, that, like, your clan would have fought trolls, and most troll warriors are these little.
I don't want to just keep knocking out a succession of things and sending them back going, is this one? So we'll be required.
Now, that would be funny.
So it's just narrowing down whether we've got the right ones.
More the merrier.
I think we'd find two the same if we found the right thing.
Rope.
We can ask them. If we find two, we can ask them.
Rope.
Possibly.
Rope. Anything like that?
Sorry?
Anybody have rope?
What do you mean, like standard adventuring kit?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I think just weaponry.
We do have by default a 10-foot pole though, don't we? Which we want to attach the
my bits will work fuck all to this fight.
You do have weapons. You have whatever weapons on your
trust the barbarian to turn.
No, I'm fine.
Heartling, your language.
Oh, heartling.
Yes, I tried to heartle the troll earlier.
It's out of spell.
Especially when you find out you can
parcel
better.
I like the idea of I have to write a hunting adventure now where the characters don't actually know what they're hunting and they have to keep coming back. Yeah. I'll put that one to one side, thank you. I always keep a notebook.
Six-legged
sort of
snorch.
It's a bit more of a Dying Earth sort of scenario, that really, isn't it? Yeah. It's a quite fits for you, quite. All right, now should we... got anybody who hasn't got like a long weapon, should we sit back and ask that? Should we perhaps...
I'm not answering that.
Cut something like a couple of saplings down, sharpen them up, so if we get charged, we've got...
Yeah, we could
a spear. Right, we'll do a little bit of prep work and get two
I've
or three spears together. I've got that.
Right.
But we'll use yours, because I don't want to...
We'll chop them. We're going to make a couple of boar spears then, to handle the wonder of it.
5 minutes left, surely. Yeah. So the guys at the back have got those. In the event of the charge.
Right, it's a fairly simple craft wood skill.
I've got craft.
I'm a demon with a hand axe. I can lop it down easily enough. Whether I can do anything with it when I build that.
Right, this is to identify and make it vaguely useful.
I'm going
to
cut down a balsa tree.
Yeah, you got rolls. Alright, sorry, rolls. Since nobody has this skill.
Black side. I've got two.
Wow. Oh, 56. I think mine's a bit crappy. I'll go with the
let the soldier do the work. Two, yeah.
Right. You roll a two. Okay. He's got one of the best four spears imaginable.
You've engraved it and everything, haven't you?
You've whittled yours down. It's a bit
quick, stop writing a song about the spear.
Okay, I've made a chin pick.
You'll have to name it.
There's a couple of those. So hang on to one of those. If anybody charges, just set it against the foot. We'll form a defensive position with the rear, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so far I've got Cowardly Troll and Mikey whittled a spear. We still haven't got an epic on our hands. Can we move on?
Very hard to do epic whittling.
You just
possibly a skill for the next edition, I don't know.
Verily, you whittled a nut.
I've got Tolkien to write 3 pages on it then.
Yeah.
And they'd be 3 pages. What about tracking? Has anybody either got the abilities or some kind of spells or something that could...
In my youth, I was known to track boar in a wood, and I still remember some of the
roll perception checks.
Cool.
I can write.
Wait, what was that? Nothing.
Perception.
Oh, that's well benefited.
Oh, that's easy.
High again.
Yes. Oh, for goodness sake, 99. No, I've just poked my own eyes out with a boar spear.
I'm blind to this.
You roll.
Still writing my
character. Oh, yes, over here. I just bought them.
Oh, they bought last year.
Yeah, those are last year's. I bought some this year as well.
Anybody besides the witch you recognise hear anything?
No, I just took my own eyes out with the boar spear.
Sorry, guys, 2 seconds.
No, that's not fumble.
Oh, that's okay.
It's only double O these days for fumble.
Oh, right. So I
yeah, you hear some alarm. Was it normal success?
Yes, just like.
What is the thing for
prep? It's 1/20th of your skill rounded up.
Okay. Boys?
You're critical.
Isn't it? I'm sorry, I read the book. Isn't it a tenth now?
Oh, yeah, it's a tenth. It's right.
Because that's what I sort of preached to quite like. Critical, just lop off the units.
Yeah.
That's a critical.
Yeah.
Suddenly just go insane. Yeah.
Right. You are quite right. As you might gather, it's been a while since I've ran one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have told us anything, we never played.
You hear, like, you hear a similar large crack quite nearby. Some sound of something hitting something else. Maybe at a pretty high velocity. Something hard hitting a tree or something.
What, like an arrow hard?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, you didn't hear it.
Oh, no.
Swing, stone, rock, something.
Everybody down.
Duck.
Everybody down.
No, don't swear. Don't shout.
Duck.
Where, duck? Little bastard.
Troll. Brew. I mean,
have to get him. Ducks are here. By the way, I like the new artwork for the duck. Much better than the old powerful sound.
I'm sorry, if you'd ever seen my old duck character, Dick Galarange, you'd realise that I played with the old style.
If I cast second sight, even if I can't see the thing, if it's in range, will it sort of give me some information?
Might do.
It might do. Okay.
You've not tried this before.
Om nom shivar, om nom shivar.
Okay, I'll gesture everybody down, put the shield up, right, and see if we can find what's actually.
Right, so you're casting a spell.
Yeah.
I'm hiding behind him. Whoop!
Where? Where?
Second volley.
You need to roll a new character, but you haven't missed anything major.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, so we've started.
It could be an encounter. It might have just been like a bird flying into a tree. We're not quite sure.
Well, if it's a projectile, we're going to hit someone. Don't turn around so we can tell which way it's
flying into a tree.
Definitely no falling over unconscious.
Yeah, that's just going
to
ruin.
What's happened? What?
Something. There's a sound ahead of us. We've just gestured for everyone to go down. I've got my shield up and the shaman.
Right, perception checks again.
There's a sound. We're in a wood.
Yeah. Well, I think it was more than the average sound.
No, but we've already established it's a very quiet wood. This is unusual.
Yeah,
and with 99, I have no idea what follow up is.
Yeah, but it's just a very thick shield.
These guys can't believe they're getting all these.
This is a full body shield, I'm wearing.
Anybody?
Yeah, I'm still going to pass.
You see a small creature, humanoid, and duck behind some bushes. Over there!
Where?
What?
Don't sing.
That's not the way I pointed.
Yeah, I want the kit. I turned around. I got confused.
Right, I'll start edging forwards.
Right, I'm just going to. I'm just basically going to point the way it is. Yes, people, we'll go to the flank and hold my part to wait for him to pop his head up again.
Right, we'll do it. It's a lookout style. I want to see where I'm going. To just go left, left, warm, and warm.
No, you saw a different one.
One over there too.
I'm going to shout. No, it's okay. Thank God we found you. Dead loud.
Do you know their language?
No, but they might know.
They might know.
They might know Hartley.
Hartling. Oh, right. So, what's the head?
Right, I'm holding my bow, saying, out you come.
Right, okay.
You're going to thank God you found it. Out you come, you
bastard. It's all right, we've killed
mixed messages.
Right, okay, we have somebody aware, so.
I always indicate things well, though. I find it easy.
Determined strike ranks, D10.
How can you do that?
What?
Look at you, look.
Ripping his book on
that. What? You can tell he's got millions of them back in the office, can't you?
This will be a destroy book.
Oh, I'll have it after you finish him.
I assume we do want more than a one, ideally. I assume we wanted more than a one, ideally.
Right, add your strike rank to it.
And where would that be?
There we go, bottom of attributes.
Yeah. Bloody hell.
24.
Are we all rolling strike rank?
Yes.
22.
15. 24, did you? Yeah. Oh, sorry, 17. Well, go witchy people.
Get your witch on. Glad you
bought
me, now.
Right.
Well,
meat shield. Cost spell, yeah.
Dying meat shield.
Are you all standing there when you notice all the trokkins? You're all ready to pounce. All these trokkins appear. And let's pause for a moment. Because you're looking directly at them. What are you doing? What are you doing? This is Tolkien, who's just stood out with a sting.
Quick,
now, drop your weapon.
Oh. What else are you doing?
It's okay, we're missing
the one
in
arm's reach.
In?
Is the one in Axridge?
Not in Axridge.
In that case, I will close behind my shields. The nearest.
Moving forward, you're going for the nearest.
I'm going with him.
You're going with him. You two are gibbering at them.
You just want to stay behind the shield.
See, not the near
is
one.
Is that the DM giving a pointer?
You
two
going.
Were gibbering.
So
at
he went with him. Me and my shield.
That's a different statement.
I'm going to move behind.
I presume the boat said.
Right. Okay.
I think that means subtle diplomacy.
Actually, there are different ones.
This is.
We really should have discussed tactics beforehand.
Hey, no, this is typical.
I came to find out about the combat system.
They did fire first.
Yeah, exactly.
Did they?
I was still going to say, what?
Back three fucking
things. Back to that weapons of mass destruction.
Nothing below 17.
We're entirely justified in this encounter.
Right.
Right.
Splendid.
You get shot at by these things.
I hope that shield's good.
I hope I'm
proud.
Hey! That's a good one.
Things you don't want to hear.
Number one.
Hooray!
I've now had one dice roll below 70. Out of 9.
Yeah, the best one is always 70.
Are you sure you want
to? I applaud your optimism.
Or when we go, yeah. Now everything's fine. Should we play poker next week?
Right, one's let loose of your general direction, what are you doing?
It's on a sling.
Okay, roll.
Is it a sling, is it?
Sentence.
Hang on.
Yep.
Hang on. The Shaman's wearing armour, target shield, battle axe. I've got target shield, battle axe, and a sword.
You've got armour. You've got 3 points in your...
Yeah, it's not written
there. Oh, right. You've got more armour.
Like I said, it's just been transferred across.
I was going to say it. Soldier with perhaps, you know, limited life.
You've got better armour.
Fair enough.
No, 74. But right, you've been hit by a sling stone. Right.
Yeah.
In the head.
No, one knocks on the wood.
Nice one.
Dink.
No, it's competition. We have more hit points now. We can take two shots.
Do we have to take up strike ranks for laughing?
Yeah,
dex. What happened to your spell, by the way? Did you get any info?
Oh, no, I rolled 80
on. Oh, no.
10 plus dex, one size dodge.
Oh, minus, sorry.
Yeah.
This is
4 points.
Okay, 2 points of armour.
2 points, so 2 points penetrate your armour, so you go down to 5 points.
Damn.
That's alright. It's a graze. Well, it's more bent.
Kill that little bastard. Don't want to be around, brother.
Right, they've let loose. They're ignoring your jabbering.
Well, I'm letting go of my string. That's an arrow plug.
Everybody else, you guys, everybody's moving forward. I'm presumably kind of trying to close now. So fire away.
Backside.
1, 2. Right, you should actually shoot this guy.
Certainly is.
Doesn't really matter.
Right, an arrow. Thunks. Have you got a shield?
Yes.
Right, it bumps into your shield this way.
We're in that direction. Follow the arrow.
He's invented some sort of primitive compass.
Yeah, my shield's crippled with
that. Now that you've demonstrated it, can you never do that again?
There's a leader of them. He's blocking my shot.
I think he's a bard. Yeah. He didn't roll very well with the arrow.
That won't be going in the song.
But in Asterix, the last frame always has the bard tied up in gags. And there is a reason for it.
Yeah, it was written by a pervy Frenchman.
Quite.
Yet strangely, not without merit.
No.
He's just blamed me for getting in the way when I'm like 20 foot behind him.
I've worked it out.
Right, you reach.
Who
was on 24?
Me.
Right, you reach a troll kick before he can do anything else.
Right, flatter me, actually.
Don't do anything
fancy.
You're
a shame.
It wasn't very fancy, was it?
Just
serenity,
nothing.
That's an amazing
idea.
It was like,
ha ha. That's more like using it like
a club. Next week on the Marx Brothers Go Adventuring.
Right, who rolled 22?
Two of you. Come on, Blue, you have a go.
Right, you get the twonk, you right there, right? 92! I like the way this is going. And you're well back.
Yeah, I was currently walking to someone and saying,
right, okay, you're sorted. Next up. 18.
That was me, but I shot an arrow.
No, that was last round because you'd actually hold your action.
I'm on an 18.
Oh, you go first.
I thought you were on a 17.
No, I've got another one. I've got 17 strike ranks.
Ah, right.
So
I'm going to twank the one who's going to twack. So roll.
I can certainly do that. So black tie again, and 96.
I was complaining about me rolling over the 70s. Yeah. You guys are averaging the high 90s at this stage.
So this is a roll high,
rolling high.
18, everyone watch your backs.
Fantastic.
All right.
The bard shouting behind your backs.
In disbelief, the arrow shoots.
Pick one. There's one that's completely not got anybody facing it.
Okay. You may have an arrow.
Ah, so the least threatening one you've shot. Excellent.
Well, his dodge was 97.
Splendid. Right. What should I do with the critical hit?
You roll a 20-sided dice for where you hit.
All right.
Plus the one.
That's a nine.
And you do max damage.
Eight.
So eight on his nine.
It used to be abdomen in the good old days.
It's still the abdomen.
Hey.
He's down into negatives.
No, with my shivering sorcery, where we had a whole run of brain shots, and they were very memorable and wincing battle.
And he passes out.
Excellent. That'll pass as a lot.
I've done my one.
That's it. You're leaving, right?
Or I could be firing into melee.
Isn't it? Have you got some witch fire or something?
Gimli, that one's
mine.
We're not squeal.
I'm the only one that can see these, apparently.
Yeah.
We're not holding up the religious side very well here.
You're next.
Close
enough. These guys left. You were trying to get them to surrender.
And I'm hiding behind you, just so you know.
I'm taking my shield and my heavy mace, and I'm just shouting, "Leave some for me!"
Okay.
Oh, there's plenty.
Fight!
I'm digging.
Excellent.
Which one of them, Larry, Curly, or Moe, do they go for?
How many of them are there?
Yes, see if I sign up for your game next year. That's the way to treat your players.
I'm talking about your characters.
You used to run our
table. With good reason.
You don't do randomly. Jesus, man.
No, this is new school. Have you heard? Actually, he's just done it already.
Try and parry this?
Yes, I'm going to try and parry this. Well, what shall I block it? So let's go for a block.
Shield's a lot better.
Yep.
Well, shield you get. The shield gives you another combat hit and I'll have another parry.
Yep, we'll definitely go for the shield then, okay. And I've actually successed. Oh,
right, his spear's not going to penetrate then. Okay. And your one legs it. Really fast.
Don't let him get away. Look how
fast. Yeah, we need more.
You're not supposed to say woohoo.
Run off into the woods on your own.
You go woohoo. Wait. He's quite quick.
Throw your shield.
Because he's naked and you're not.
Get naked.
Very good.
No.
It's not that kind of thing.
He's got no strides on.
No, I've got no clothes or armour.
We're all walking around.
You've got lots of armour. You're incredibly heavily armoured compared with the average guy.
I reckon I could catch him.
Probably not.
I'll just follow him then.
Okay, you start following him.
Is there going to be any chance of taking a shot at him running?
No, away? It's just far too much wood in the way.
Yeah, my rhinoceros spear is still
very good chance of picking your clansman in the backside, I would think.
Oh, that's always rough for all of them. Oh, no.
Yes, you have this marvellous view of Croppin's backside disappearing into the distance. You two, you got another chance to shine in combat.
Mm. That's what I need, a second chance.
I think my ball shine.
55, that's a regular hit.
57, that's useless.
Right, 1d6.
You want to go as well?
Yeah, right. I'm going to try and sort of. Has he got his shield? Has he got his spear stuck in the shield? Or?
No,
right.
That's 3 points of damage.
Ten.
Excellent.
3 points of damage to his 20-sided.
To his 12.
That'd be his chest then.
Solidly in the 12.
Well, he does have some armor in his chest because he has very tough skin.
And 6 points to his right arm.
Ah. Right.
It's come off, hasn't it?
No,
he hasn't got them.
I don't need all my limbs. He never said about limbs. Yeah.
Can I not mention that they don't have them?
I can tie it back off.
Yeah,
it's like that when we found
him. I knew we brought that witch along for
him. Yeah, what did he say about how complete the hat's
been? I don't think there was any mention of that.
No, he was indeed dead or alive.
Yeah.
We can cauterize the wound.
We can do a quick forge thing. We can sear the wound closed. It won't bleed.
Possibly not on a
decapitation. Was it right or left?
Right arm.
Right, he drops his spear.
Now I'll smack him over the head.
How much you don't just pile on top of
him? I think Bundle has got to be the cause
of the day. Okay, you've got badly injured Trollkin. He's a bit dazed in a second.
Can I shield dash him?
You turn up.
Bash.
Okay. Bash him.
Oh no, if he's dazed, leave him. Time off. Is there anybody else?
You've got the stick. You've got the stick. Stick him in the.
Uh huh.
There you go.
That's what you did.
Yeah.
Excellent.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah, we'll stamp on his foot or something.
It's not another one.
Am I assuming?
No, there was only three of them.
Oh, alright.
Stamp on his foot again then.
I'm gonna look down in my most menacing voice and say, "Shush, food."
That'll help.
So one's run off into. Hang on, where's the third one then?
Follow me.
I shot him in the nuts.
Right.
You hear a high pitch squealing.
Is that one still with us?
Don't take the arrow out. Shut it up.
What are they?
Are there any rules now for pulling arrows out of people's nuts?
Pop them in the grill.
I'm sure there's a skill for it.
Didn't take it.
Generally,
that would be me.
Actually, there is no squealing. You can't hear a thing.
All right.
So which way did he run off into the woods then? I'm going to go and catch up with our other barber.
Yeah.
Same right, okay. Got, if crunch, got crunch, two. Crunch, that, crunch, crunch.
I guess we'll go that way.
Okay.
I'm going to move up now to check out the two dead ones.
Dead ones.
Or the down ones. And stabilize.
Oh, we've got them. Okay. Massive.
Alright, the spine is really badly hurt in his abdomen. So
what about interrogating these guys and finding if they know whether the ones we're looking for? Perhaps not phrasing it like that, because obviously they're going to say no, and they're
going
to say, oh, you're the
one who's going to have medical skills.
Have you got a
medical
skill?
No.
I'm a soldier! Go chase
you
might
use your magic spell. You've got an unconscious cobalt.
You could have fooled me. It was one of the roles you were.
Oh,
you got me all out of
contact. Oh, see?
I'm level 6 or something.
Set aside down there.
Oh, I know. I've got cobalt on my brain, I've got pain cobalt on my brain.
There's a t-shirt, so. Cobalt on my brain.
Or a Slayer's guide too.
So did he are we going to turn up to find he's just sort of, you know, noosing up the last one or something?
Oh, it's well disappeared. You hear him crunching through woods. Is anybody doing anything with this unconscious trolkin, or are you just leaving it there?
It will actually
wind up, aren't we? We'll take it out, we'll take it
with
him.
That's it.
Yeah, drag it along. I'm letting the witch take the arrow out of his groin.
Between the two that are still walking.
We're going to use him like half a dowling stick.
There's only one walking.
Hang on, how far are we from the entrance to the woods?
You don't know.
We're going to use him like half a dowling stick.
About 20 minutes walk.
So
unencumbered by Falcon.
Downing run.
If we get two or three of them, is it worth sending them back out of the way with one of them? So we're not encumbered if we go into what could be a nest?
Yes, I'll go back.
Yeah, I'd rather somebody who perhaps will return of their own volition would be nice.
Oh, I've got a feast to get back to, so you can be tied to a tree next to, so I'm a busy man, I need to keep going.
We'll be alright. We'll
busy dive.
Can't we tie it to a tree and come back for it later?
Can't we nail them to a tree?
No, I want to try and give it a line.
I think I've nailed it to the floor.
The lid? You nail them by the
feet. Just put them against the tree and just push the arrow through a bit further and they'll kind of pin
there. Perhaps nail them upside down to a tree.
I was thinking. God, these trolls don't understand a word they're saying.
They might understand the actions.
I'll hang him upside down
on the arrow.
Yeah, by the feet. But I'm not nailing him.
It's a waste of good nails, though, isn't it?
It is.
Forge those nails.
Digging into my pack,
yeah.
Noticing that I have those lovely 9-inch nails, right?
You could call them hard.
Hello. Right. Okay. Maybe not. What would I need 9-inch nails for? Not having any iron spikes, 9-inch nails, I'm going to basically make like brackets and put him into a tree, bend him, and stick his feet on.
Oh, just pump. Nail him through his feet. It's so much easier.
No, because it's just, he'll be screaming.
He's worth more to us a lot.
You're able to do that.
Thank you. So I'm going to scream not English, no.
And then tie a rag round it as well, round his mouth, so he makes less noise.
Anyway, if they scream and no one is around to hear them, do they still make it? Do I find it?
Oh my god.
No.
Oh, yeah. He's disappearing into the distance, right? You know.
I was just curious to see what we had. I assume we'll be back in a minute now.
Oh, you got it.
But you know, it's just nobody's following.
If a bard can take
it.
If a bard can take one down, the soldier will be fine.
Absolutely. We had probably better catch up with him.
You're standing in a very smelly wood.
all alone. But it's probably not your fault. Okay, let's try and get on the
trail then. Great trail.
You follow the trail and you know, you join the trail again anyway after a short while, so the best of them kind of catch up with you and you're sort of standing there going.
You've lost it, haven't you?
I've heard where are they? This could be a sign of the insanity.
Oh, do you think?
What, rejoining you, though?
Look, if you're seeing signs. if you're starting to see signs and simple things like that, we're not going to go very far. All right, well, I think we're heading in the right direction.
It's an omen!
That's my job.
Oh, he's off again. Right.
So we found our companion there. Sorry, I figure out.
Do you need to recover any arrows and that kind of stuff?
Where are they?
I seem to have
infinite. Not the two that we... Oh, we're secure. It's okay. The blacksmith took care of it.
You got this standing one with them.
Did you nail them both up to the tree? Or
yeah.
Oh, right. No, both of them nailed against the tree. Well,
no, I didn't nail them to the tree.
In his arty-farty way, they're nailed to a tree somewhere.
Do you really want to be inside?
It was very peculiar when I went to the gents and that trundled past me on the way in. That trundled the cubicle, mate.
Yeah. Have you got any with you?
Have I got any? What?
Have you got any chalking?
How do they know which one's
nailed? We just left them with a tree.
Have you even got the stick with the hoops on it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Somebody has.
Yeah, we bought the stick with us. He's now
the stick with the loops.
Oh yeah, we've still got that because we nailed them to the tree, didn't we?
Did me.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we still have the sticky thing.
I hope so.
So
let me see the helmet. The one on that tree. Can't see it. The stand back there. The one on that.
We can either track or chase down this cowardly troll, Kim, but I prefer to use my stealth skill of minus 8 to rely on stupidly overconfident ones on attacking us again.
Come on, let's hurry up.
There's a twig in the forest.
If this is all we've got to worry about, this is going to be a really easy job. I mean, they're ugly, you know, they're a bit of a
punch. I'm seeing a cake, I'm seeing
a cake. We've already been struck by insanity.
Don't get in the forest. Yeah.
Look, it is dangerous
Listen to him.
After about another hour.
No, it's dangerous there.
I pull the arrow.
After an hour.
Do you want your arrow back?
All right.
Hint of bitterness there. Shall we move on?
You come across a couple of hours later. You come across a small clearing in the woods. Within this clearing, there is not a single sign of life. No plants. Animals, birds, or insects are visible.
I don't care. Wait, it could be a sign. What do you think?
And that this has been the case for a very, very long time. At its exact centre is a knoll.
This would be the haunted hill.
You can see, yes.
Not a knoll.
Yeah,
not a knoll.
Well, a
grassy knoll. You can see a small gunman entranceway on this side that looks as though it has been carved into the rock of the hill itself.
He didn't say gunman, did he?
Right, I'm fairly confident that we may have found our destination. Speaking as a military man, I think this looks like somewhere we need to go.
I argue exactly the opposite.
You go first.
This is not our destination at all. We're here to get Tolkien, not go explore the haunted hill that can turn people insane. Turn men insane, mind you, not me.
This is quite clearly going to be where they built their defensive... If I was building a defensive position, as I'm sure they are, this is where I would choose. Logically,
the
ergo,
hill?
They're within.
In the haunted hill where you would go insane?
Pitfall, that's just superstition.
If I was being ordered to go somewhere, I guarantee that's very
good. Could you say that to the witch?
Absolutely.
You shouldn't talk that way to the witch. That's one of the religious leaders of our clan
arguably. Pitfall, absolute superstition. I apologise to the witch.
But aside from
this is clearly the best defensive location. They're obviously not very... very good on the offensive, so this is where they'll be.
It's not my legendary shot, we've not really got much of a story.
They're not very good on defensive, why would they be in the best defensive location?
To defense.
But you said they're not very good inside.
No, they're not very good on defensive position.
Let's just storm them.
Right,
that too is a giveaway.
Are you going to?
I think we should anyway. Take it by surprise. Let's keep going now.
Absolutely. We should send in the bar.
Good luck.
Where are the NPC spear carriers?
How does that work? Who's going in?
The bard.
I'm going in, led by my blacksmith and soldier companions ahead of me.
Blacksmith says he's going as well.
I'm going. Not really a coward.
I don't trust him. I'll waste everything on the bard.
You took one down.
I'm casting detection.
So he needs the bonus.
Last as long as you maintain concentration. So you just
ten.
Yeah, oh yeah. You two get plus 10% to all your rolls.
Cool. Ooh. Including magic.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna pick a bit of earth, wave it in the wind, right, and cast protection using my earth rune.
Okay.
So that's how
Earth
runes work. Mine's a fertility rune, anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. Who needs healing? No!
Thanks to that, Jed. By 7. So.
You got your protective spell up. That increases the number of armour by 2 or 3. So you've got 5 points of armour.
Oh, you're going first.
He's gone. Oh, yeah. Anyone need healing? Oh, yeah. Come to me.
Apparently not in the past. You require healing right now.
That's what my healing is, too. It's also fertility.
He's there going, baby, I'd die for you. You're my Romeo on the lonesome highway.
It's just a moon, but you don't actually...
It's on fire, you know. It's just Bon Jovi.
It's just being... It's adding drama. It's
well done. I was thinking...
Okay, now picturing the bar, that's
your Bon Jovi. Yeah, I mean,
but I didn't know.
There are lots of rituals in this spell. When you create your character,
certain character types.
Well, it's time to go and play the glory, I feel.
And which is one of them is fertility.
Very judge my
Right. Shields up.
Okay.
Mr. Sulu, and we're going in.
You're going in. Dun, 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 dun.
Which hits many weapons, Matt's on.
And the Imperial Death.
Right, you get shot at.
Oh, hey! Here we go. Did we even get inside before this happened?
No.
No, because they've got a fine defensive position at the moment.
Going for numbers 1, 1, and 2.
Misogynist troll.
You just leave your day.
Number one start over that end last time.
No. Let's do number two first. I like keeping witches in suspense.
Well, at least you're getting shot by the enemy this time.
17. Oh, that'll work.
I wish I had 6 players.
Try and play with the shield.
Yeah. 7? What an annoying number.
No.
Get 7-sided dice.
Yes. No.
No, 81. I'm playing
with my sword, sorry.
Probably somebody selling it.
You can't play with your sword. Your sword skill is not actually 82.
You've got 16.
Yeah, I know.
It's down there. So that's the skill you use because your armour, or the one in the brackets.
Right.
Because your armour reduces your...
What is this?
That's your actual skill if you wore no armour.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Are you rolling for strike rounds again?
No, he's just been hit by a sling stone. Oh.
Bink!
Right. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's one of those prop ones made in the story.
There's one up here once a fight before we go down.
Lovely. Pile in.
89.
Who's using last right. weapons?
He did cast
lock. 70.
Cast lock, you see.
So the Nerf troll can have opened fire.
Yeah, that's it. There's a few troll. Yeah, you can see a couple of troll can, you know, sort of taking it in turns, flicking.
Right, scream the battle cry and let's shuffle forward.
Right, scream. Oh, shuffle forward.
In a heroic charging shuffle.
Yeah,
yeah.
I charge the troll.
Oh, he's just going. Right, he's run off. Yeah. Ah! You hear a yelp from the entranceway, and you reach it, and there's nobody there. They've legged it.
Oh, come back, I'll show you a sling of snow.
Is it light in there?
No.
Not really. Right. Anyone got any torches?
Yes.
Maybe.
Actually, yes, somebody will have torches. I know somebody's got torches.
Break out the torches. Break out the torches.
I rummage in my pack and then prevent.
Yes. Torches. Multiple torches.
I've got 3.
Right.
How convenient.
Who's got one-handed weapons and no shield?
I've got crystal.
Unfortunately, I've got a shield.
Yeah?
I'll wear a spiked helmet.
I'll allow you to hold a shield, and your shield will be on straps. But I'm going to have a problem with that.
Okay, then I'm going to have one, and...
I'll take one.
There you go. No, you've got a bow.
I'm crap with it.
Well, you're not going to be any better if you're holding a burning torch.
One second!
I'm related to my axe and shield.
Anybody smell anything burning?
Right. We need the
molecule. What's in the distance over there?
The shaman and the witch need to have their...
tracer around.
Basically, their hands free, don't they? So we need somebody else with a torch.
I'll have a torch.
I'll stick to the...
The shaman's as well equipped as anybody else.
You better believe it, baby.
Yeah. Free movement in those roads.
Right.
I'm storming in.
A small passage into the side of the hill is readily apparent. You think you can see some movement in the darkness just beyond the end.
Is it like a barrow?
No. It is a very well-worked, very old stone passageway that is clear.
I think there's something down there.
This is just somewhere they found. This isn't a
terrible torch distance.
No.
Tolkien's going to build anything. I'm just thinking.
Surely it's not going to still be occupied by whatever built it. Otherwise, they wouldn't have moved in.
I'm just trying to think.
You had some very.
It's a mine.
Yeah.
You're going to need him.
You're kind of a glass half empty person, aren't you? I'm sorry.
I'm heading in.
You're going in. The blacksmith enters. Anybody following him?
Yes.
He's got a torch up on
there. Bellamere in, I'm following.
So we're all creeping.
Yeah, you're only doing it because you don't want to be left alone outside.
Heck no.
I'm going to swap to my warhammer, keep the other hammer down by my side on my mace side.
Don't score one back of carrying sheets. Entrance leads in a little way.
I feel somehow cheated that it's not on hex on graph paper.
I don't have any graph paper.
I see, so other people's characters, no graph paper. How do we know he's a GM as well?
He's got a book.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Yeah.
A book I abuse.
Yeah, you do. It's shamefully.
We'll report him after the game. It's a rule.
Left or right? Clearly we should split up.
Well, this is room quest.
After you, Scooby.
This large chamber is full of shimmering crystals. They're in the walls and the ceiling.
It's clearly a holy
place.
Darting
from crystal to crystal are short streams of smoke. Some black, others green. Whenever one of these streams of smoke strikes another crystal, a different stream shoots out towards a second crystal, and then when it strikes there, a different stream strikes and comes out there. Sometimes it's the same colour that goes out, sometimes it changes from black to green or green to black. You feel there's no way you can cross the otherwise empty chamber without being struck by one of these streams of smoke.
I'm backing up because I don't like this kind of magic. I don't want
to shine. Let's just have a quick peek in to see if there are any figures within the room. And if we appear to be safe,
are there any burnt Tolkien carcasses on the bottom of the room, right?
There's nothing in this room at all except for a small layer.
So either they know the way across, or they didn't go this way.
Or it's safe.
Yeah.
Are there any lumps of the of rock that have these crystals and things lying around?
Nope.
Throw a torch.
Crystals.
Right, you've now got an illuminated room with lots and lots of these things.
Oh, so you can see where everything
is. Yeah, something like that at all.
Right.
I'm going to try to study for a while and using my intelligence to identify any patterns.
Ooh.
Not very.
So there's no, you can't time to run between it or anything like that?
No, no way. There's far too many of them.
Did anybody happen to bring a small mirror, perhaps?
Mirror? What kind of
mirror? What's a mirror?
I'm going to back up a bit.
It's a piece of bronze that you polish.
I'm going to back up a bit, take a run at it and have my shield ready, see if I can sort of bat any smoke off that might hit me as I dash across the room.
Like you're
for the left.
But how marvellous is arcade waste?
While the smoke, and to one side, one come out the other. Go through his shield, hit you, go smoke goes straight through him. You reach the other side.
He's not really there.
I'm disappearing down there.
How do you feel?
How was that?
How was it for you?
Oh dear.
Unpleasant.
Unpleasant.
Oh, I feel very unpleasant.
No, you are.
You are very
unpleasant.
Is that a general
unpleasant
statement of your character?
I'm
the sensation of despair and madness.
Good, good.
No, you feel there is a sensation of despair and madness.
No, there's a sensation. The walls of the munch. They're crawling in on me.
Can you not roll resistance on that?
I get back.
There's nothing harmful happening to him at all. It's just a general feeling.
A sense of unease, eh?
I fear there is danger ahead. Be careful.
Oh, well, God. Thank you, Mr. Bullet. That's fabulous.
Two helpful omens there.
I'll go quietly back to the end.
And could you possibly pick up my torch?
Any outside. No.
We may as well just have checked the horoscopes for all the info we get from these guys. You will meet a short, dangerous man with a sling today.
Well, come on,
stick your head around the corner and find out something useful.
I'm going across.
Okay.
I think we'll go on, Matt.
The smoke strikes you and passes straight through your body, your armour, your weapons. Again, you get a feeling of despair.
I'm going to shout to these.
Boredom. Boredom. There's something else you feel as well.
And
madness.
That.
I really don't. I don't feel like I can go on. I just don't think we should go on.
I'm going to shout to these. It's just. I shall. It's a guard dog. That's all it is.
I shall also strive for him singing songs of confidence and inspiration.
Which, by the time you get to the other side, it'll be like the Cure's greatest hit to all the careers. Yeah.
The Smiths is coming out.
Or Miley's get away with a Love Cats kind of number.
Start off as the Dave Clark Five, and he went, it was mad.
Start off as the Monkees, end up as Leonard Cohen or Nick Cave.
Nothing wrong with a bit of Leonard Cohen. We could be in a cave for all I know. Right, I'll head across then. Let's join the happy throng.
The sensations of it's not you. It's the sensations you can
feel. It's a feeling
around you.
Knowing that my protection spell only lasts 10 minutes, I'm motoring.
Let's move. Okay. Good point. I'll motion not playing.
I'll take the left passageway.
Okay. Which joins up.
Yep.
Ah.
Now,
but
now
there
we can
be
see
people
that
hiding. So I will take the left, and I will catch up with you.
Okay,
right, join up.
Yeah, good idea.
And there's some steps leading down.
Right.
We don't believe it. First time I ran this, a guy ran down the steps without a torch.
Besides, it's not to run down steps.
Without a torch.
You're coming across.
He's unconscious. I'm dead at the bottom.
Right. What?
Are there it's not jumping up. Are there any signs of niches, arrows, slit, tiny holes? Everything seems.
Everything looks like things. Again, immaculate workmanship.
Sorry.
Very old.
I'm just checking
immaculate
to see whether this is going fast enough so that we're going to actually get a move on, but keeping an eye out for what I expect to be defensive locations.
Okay, nothing so far.
Right.
Keep an eye behind.
Oh, it goes down the road.
Smack! Now you know I'm a DM. I can't keep them a Mac secret. If there's anything,
I would have thought at least a screen of some sort.
I went first the last time, and now things are looking really shitty. You guys can go first.
Protection boys still hype up.
Thanks for being here. Okay, so we're all following the blacksmith.
I'll go with the blacksmith.
I'm presuming I picked that torch.
Yeah, the blacksmith.
Right. The corridor. The corridor turns a corner.
Right. Left or right?
To your left. It turns a corner.
Yeah.
Onwards.
Yeah, I mean it turns left. I'm just wondering whether I've got my shield or my axe as I turn. You see, if it's to the left, that's cool. So
I'd be on the corner. Take a quick look.
What have we got down there?
Opens out into a chamber.
Hold that torch up. I can't see.
Have you heard the expression "three barbarians on a map"?
In that case, hold the torch a little higher.
I'm going to step into the room.
First
the
ping-pong
slingers.
You hear a scream!
Oh, oh my God!
This is nothing new.
And a thunk. And you hear a thunk, and then a scream comes from the other room.
Okay.
That's one less to worry about.
You can come out now. What happened?
A sling stone has landed there.
Okay.
The ball falling down.
Do you know
either
getting,
what?
I'm getting really
about.
Tired of with getting shot at by bloody stones. I say.
It's the least effective attack I've ever seen in my life. Why are you bothered?
Yeah, so far, the total casualties inflicted are one, them, one,
you've
you.
Got a small bruise to your forehead. It's yeah. not really that dramatic.
Okay, okay.
We're quite safe. Let's press on.
In we go.
Asps, very dangerous.
Right, ahead in the chamber, you can make out small humanoid forms. They appear to be armed trollkin. There is a large amount of trash scattered around the floor of the place.
Did they seem a bit more settled than the last lot?
Oh, yeah.
Right. You were right about the defensive position.
I always am.
Perhaps you should just deal with the one behind us.
What's that from behind us? I thought that was from him.
I think it was someone trying to hit me with a stone and spectacularly failed to do so.
Three! Hooray!
Lucky roll.
Yes! Marvellous. Right, have another marvel.
Did that, did the sling stone
come
behind us?
No.
I was
just too confident from it. Like, there were seven arms trolling. Bigger than the ones you've seen before.
Kind of more your
turn.
More
challenge.
There were two smaller trolling, a bit like the three smaller trolls, a bit like the ones you chased off. In fact, one of them is the one you chased off.
Hey, you! What's the matter with one of the ones?
And there's another warrior trollkin lying face down on the floor with a hole in the back of his head.
Oh, see my power with
it. We're rolling initiative.
We are definitely rolling initiative.
What was it? Keaton plus me? Yeah,
that's right. Well done.
24
again.
Fantastic.
You can use
the hero. This is more like it. I'm obviously up plus five.
Hero point for initiative.
Moving on.
On the other hand.
Right, can I have some numbers from you guys?
16.
Woohoo!
24.
I'm guarding the rear.
13. Oh, good.
23.
27.
The basic one is 14.
Well, I think 27 wins.
I'm charging the biggest.
Right.
We will sing songs about you.
Assuming you can get out alive.
Of course. Those at the back always get out alive.
I'm going to hopelessly once again shout surrender or speak your peace to Kygel at all.
Go away! Alright.
Right, that's the negotiations done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thus, here end the diplomacy.
Yeah.
I shall now negotiate.
Aggressively.
Aggressively, yeah.
Ah! They like shaming.
Ah. You know, every time. That's the last time I'm sitting next to the GM.
It's you're a bloke in a dress. You're going to be a target.
It's a moo-moo. I've told you this.
It's all those pretty beach you wear. Bones and things.
Right.
I'm first.
You are certainly first. You're facing that
I will charge to within range and take a very...
Bash is blazing.
You're trying to
find a nice, eloquent way of saying that.
Yeah, we've been doing some story gaming, but frankly, I'm just going to hit him. let's be honest here. Or more to the point, I'm going to attempt to hit him. With a 90.
Oh, Lord.
I may possibly have missed.
How are you doing?
And you're stuck here, back in your own forehead.
I had a 7-10 chance of hitting, and you missed. Next up is the shaman with a 2 trollkin who are trying to stab him.
2 trollkin? Right, okay.
Do some of that voodoo stuff.
Can I do something really clever like wait till they attack me and duck out of the way so they hit each other or something?
No.
Okay, I'll just swing the axe.
Not Feng Shui then.
Yeah. What's the betting?
43.
I've hit him
in the right arm again.
I stuck a spear in away, but it's not that good at stopping damage.
Okay,
it's good enough.
Two. Oh, the ball.
Done.
Yeah.
he catches.
Look at this, I hit the bloody thing this time.
It's alright, they'll get me
some. Well, you are improving, you're now next to useless.
Yeah, thanks very much.
And as useless as I get.
Yeah, I'm almost as good as the barbarian soldier.
I was the next man.
Next up is the Bard at 23.
My mighty battle axe.
That sounds like something from Top of the Pops, though.
But at 23, it's plus 10.
That's a hit. Oh, well, I'm plus 10. I've seen more of a hit then. But still a hit.
That's 70.
70, yeah.
Frogin tries to parry it.
So the Bard is wielding...
And an 18 will not do much.
Aha, you should barely make a paragraph of my sale. 9 damage in his 18 left arm.
He's got to fetch it off. It's not nice though.
I'll assume he wasn't on that.
He's not on
anything. Not anymore anyway.
Okay, he's still.
He's got luck cast on him, he'd be okay.
Right, you've messed up his return attack anyway. Of course, he has his left arm and he can use the spear one handed. And next up are the 7 Trollkin attacks.
Oh, Lord.
I'm glad I've rushed in there already.
We'll
help you. He can't do anything this round because you've stunned him with the ferocity of your attack and the wound.
Well, I'm glad he doesn't have 9 friends in this room.
We'll start with the witch and move around for everybody else. 17. That would hit the witch. The witch doing using one of her combat reactions. You've got a combat reaction.
I will die.
Okay. You might want to parry.
She really threw it all the hair and 61 seconds.
Same as you were talking
about. Rest in one.
I don't want to see you with the hair and the phone.
Right! So, I have stabbed the witch.
So, did they all get passed all down to me?
No!
Oh, yeah, well, there's lots of them and they're small. You've charged into a room.
That's rough.
They've flooded the port. Well, they charged, the Trollkin can be charged.
Yeah, we gave up on the defensive position. It's going to take too long.
Yeah. Oh, they're actually strong enough not to have a damage penalty. Five points on your 5.
Ooh. That's not good.
No, you take 2 off the damage to the armour, so 3 points penetrate, so you're down to 2 on your leg. And that's nothing. Statch. Next up, our brave warrior over here. Miss. The blacksmith. Ooh. I want to parry that.
That's an impale, isn't it?
That's all kind of painful. Yeah. You want to roll?
What am I rolling for?
You want to do some sort of parry?
Shield.
Shield? Shield's good.
Oh no.
Oh dear.
But just in the nick of time, I was casting a protection spell on
him. I've got one already.
Got one.
Can you stack it?
No.
I tried.
I'm afraid you're parrying with
highest
your
highest count.
What?
You're hit on your 14.
Which is my right arm.
Ouch. Not good.
Ooh, not good.
For 8 damage.
Is that just 8
you
total?
Got, no, hang on.
I've got 5 armour.
That's not too bad.
So, how do you mark arm points down? Did it drop?
Armour points stays the same.
Okay, so...
You're not going to...
I've taken...
Armour's tough, you know.
I've taken 3 hit points from A.
Yeah.
3 hit points to my right arm, and I was on 6, so...
It's a scratch.
I can hear you.
No.
So I'm all
right. Right for that, the bar gets attacked.
I'm like,
no, he doesn't.
Barry White numbers.
You're going to be the pee.
Next up is the warrior.
He'll be huge.
And last but not least, is the show.
Corpse and warrior,
yeah. I laugh in the face of your.
Oh, no, my dice rolling skills are no. Only marginally
nice better.
We're meant to be fighting the smurf.
We're all empty. We laugh with the faces.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Who had 16?
Who was 16?
Oh, 16. You had 16.
So you're next. Your ferocious Trollkin swings wildly and misses. Come on.
Fall on him.
You're hoping.
It's all the same to me. Yeah. 14. That's good.
42. He parries. How much damage?
5. To the 5.
Right. gets an obvious weapon through, then you don't concentrate karma. Next up is the witch. That's your one troll.
Go, go, go. No.
What are you wielding, witch spear?
Oh. 70, only a 70% chance of hitting.
Couldn't give us good damage.
70.
If he doesn't hit, it's your fault.
Yeah, of course it is.
Can you shoot the GM?
What? Sorry?
Next up is the blacksmith.
Hello. Sorry,
you were saying something.
Blacksmith is up next.
Okay, right.
They're using some kind of distraction magic.
I'm going to make sure this... Yeah, what, glamour? I'm going to make sure this talk in front of me is Joel's going to beat his shoes real fast. It's... No!
He's moving all those additional dice, so just cheer them on.
No, 87. I've rolled 80-something for the past 3 rolls.
I just want to know what the trolls outside this wood are doing. They're just standing there going... What do you reckon then? Not a chance.
Hey, look. Hey, guys. I've got this great spell that allows us to see what's going on.
Yeah.
God, this is exciting.
Wizard's eye. That's hysterical. What it is. Wizard's eye.
When we invade this place, it's going to be so easy.
I know. We're not going to be good showing
ourselves. I told you those humans were weak.
Come on. We can do this. How difficult can it be? Rhetorical.
Do you mean kill them or get through the spell?
Well, new round. I believe you're first. Mr. Right. Useless, I believe, was the name of the
Mr. Hitty McHitty. Yes, let's take a swing as I recover from the fumble last time.
Nice.
99!
It's the curse of the
convention table.
It's the curse of the convention table.
That's it. We're going to play
a next round right now.
Yeah, you've actually.
You're looking at hair. You didn't do that. No, really.
You are the best rock star.
9!
You've only got plus 10. It's a crit.
You're the and best troll star in your own personal universe.
Right, roll for damage.
Do I have to roll anything? Or do I still
roll you're right, maximise it.
So I still roll modifier as it's max everything?
You roll modifier.
So when 11. We get back to the tribe and say we narrowly escaped with our lives.
11
except
in the chest.
Sadly for the bard.
Who tragically impaled himself on his own ball
ego.
Spear.
Right.
Could just cut all his fingers off his tongue out and blind him. Yes.
We managed to save his foot.
Ah!
Take them away!
Is it dead?
You're paying for that one, bar.
Well, it's fallen down anyway.
We just need to get a 50-50 split. A live one can carry a dead one.
Yeah, I think the 50-50 split wasn't like anymore. Cutting them in half. Yeah,
that's not an old D&D.
Would that count as two?
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's an old crayoned in D8.
Well, this is crayoned in.
Just to bring it back, to prove I'm older than I look.
Yeah.
A lot older.
Crown's one of mine.
We won't. Let's not.
Yeah.
The 40-year-old at the table is keeping very quiet.
You're not the only one.
Yeah. Oh, I feel young. Yeah, actually. 4 years off, yes.
Right. I don't know why I'm mulling.
You're not. You just shake them in your hand.
Oh, no, I forgot about the shaman. No, you rolled out too, though.
How could you forget about the shaman?
Come on, roll away then.
Okay.
Tom Zinger is going to try and do something.
Yeah, I'm going to dozzle them with my brightly coloured moo moo and then hit them with my
back.
21?
Hey!
Oh, we're clearly wearing a Hawaiian.
You have rolled 21. Well, it's at least, but
it's a lot close to home.
Yeah,
see what happens.
Have a mighty damage roll.
Well, I've hit him if I hit him in his chest.
It is not good if you are trolling.
Hey!
10.
11.
11
in his chest, which means his chest has gone down to minus 1.
Oh, he's still alive then, isn't he?
Why didn't get this hit? You aren't much damage to him,
can I? I'm just intrigued as to why your battle axe does more damage than mine.
Probably because one player wrote down the correct number and the other.
I do 1d6 plus 1d2.
You're probably missing a plus 1 in there.
I'm stronger than you and.
What's the size?
Where are we now? Size. I think it's 16.
It
could be 10.
Yeah, that's size 10.
You're tiny!
Yeah. You are actually a short, short guy.
You look short to be a barbarian.
You're the littlest barbarian.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
This guy is a giant.
I think bring him along just for laughs.
On the way home, there's going to be a sudden twanging sound as the hamstring goes on all of you.
Do you have a friend called Uni?
Hamstring. Hamstring. You want tiptoe or something?
Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
Right.
Another troll kid!
I had a run up for that.
That's the risk.
He's really tripping when you need one.
He's really motoring him, isn't he?
Yeah, well, that's the Ferrari red. Red ones
go fast.
He needs to go! He needs to go!
Peddling that little bugger in there.
Yeah. Unless they've got the old fashioned way where they just scoop them on the floor.
I mean, they've just got an 8-year-old kid there fending around.
Yeah.
Ask them. Go entertain him. Yeah.
I heard it was a team of
dwarves. Don't put people over, we can't afford to be sued.
Heart, I'm tired, keep going.
They've got another one in the turret.
Right, now the trollkin, those of them who are still
someone
left.
Just tried to lift him out. Kid, one of the kids just had to lift up the top.
Yeah, see who it is.
Right, let's do it again for everybody except for...
Come on, witch. Dazzle us with your...
Right,
kung fu style witchiness.
Seeing how he's so easily dispatched their comrade and looks so classy, the three trogon are hanging back, all jumping.
I did want to learn about the combat system.
We're all going to
learn
about the system.
So you're going to have to sing epic tales about yourself.
He's probably singing it right now, is he?
Five.
He's
okay, things are not looking good.
Oh dear, come on.
84!
Yay. What? That's more like it.
I'm saying nothing.
Hit me.
Yeah.
I've never rolled over 9 so much in any game.
Maybe wearing that RAF t-shirt was such a good idea.
Three left and right.
So you're down to 1.
Yeah. You should be playing roll master.
No, you're down to 0.
It's a roll high system.
Right. Yeah. You're losing your next action, but you're all right.
And we'd never get hit.
It's true.
I
hate
that
game.
You're next. Ha ha! No, you're not. Next up is the blacksmith.
No, he isn't.
Is he going to parry? That's a hit.
Is it?
2-7? All right. 3-1
now. Okay. No, I'm
going to. Wishful thinking. Shield.
All right.
How many parries do we get around?
You get the same as your combat actions plus 1 if you've got a shield.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. The three little ones go for you.
Not right, climbing all the parries to get around, but I'm just about to attack my three things.
Well, you've got 3 parries left.
I've got 4 parries left.
Oh, right.
There you go.
69? Nope.
Yeah, it would be 69.
60. And 80. Whoa.
You should all be dying next round.
You still got your third action this round.
Is that the best tune you can come up with?
My singing skill is crap. I'm just role playing.
Ah, do we get a parry?
We do, do. In fact, I'm going to block with a shield.
Go on.
29.
Yes. I saw the 9 there, and I thought, yeah, again.
I don't flick between them. We're still black.
You can't penetrate your shield. And?
Yep, I got 2, haven't I?
No, you've only got 1 on you now.
Right.
I'm
going to
block the shield
again.
Weapons and armor and just
strangle
him.
Right,
chunk.
Your
skull's
doing well.
Right. I don't get paid for it. However, I do get days off and so it kind of works, but I never take them.
Legend.
Anybody got 3 actions?
Are we still on 2 actions? I was a bit slow in the troll chat.
Talking and finished.
Right.
I got 3 actions.
You've got 3?
Well, plus 1 for shield. Yeah.
Got 4. No, shield is reactions.
Right.
So okay, yes.
3, 3, 3.
2.
2. So you're done?
I'm 2 actions.
2 actions?
2.
2. So you 3.
I suppose they haven't had their second action yet,
though. No.
Up to point.
Isn't that too slow?
Come on, yeah, you're really slow, so.
And you don't more get than that, one. I've got a shield, so.
And me taking an action is kind of moot, so.
It's much more like me rolling and it's me rolling again.
40! Yes.
That's good.
95! I miss my parry!
5 to the 18 then.
5 to the 18.
Yeah, whoever meets Steve Perry, I'm going to say soon. So, choosing a percentage system, what were you thinking?
Right, he gets his... No, he doesn't.
he doesn't.
No, I don't know.
He gets his army.
You haven't attacked yet, have you, this round? You're going to smack him?
I am.
Well, smack.
Smite him.
Smite. Smite indicates a degree of competence that has not yet been shown, generally, in this party.
Well, here you are.
Did you say confidence or competence?
Yes.
Whoa.
In the 19, which I believe is ahead,
yes.
Doing 9 damage.
Whoa. Well, that could be kind of nasty. Death parry.
Counts as a smite.
2, 5... Heads minus one.
Get in. Minus one. He's unconscious.
Ah.
Well, he's just missing a bit.
Stay conscious in this game. This is the way it works now. You don't automatically happen.
Oh, right. Okay.
However, he fails. He's false. He's unconscious.
Floored him.
I'm feeling that I'm not really...
So have we got
my way
from the party? Have we got an action left then?
Those with three have an extra action.
Right. I'm seeing that the witch is in a bit of trouble. I'm
yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get over there and cast protection on the witch.
Okay, Vol, percentage. 43%. It's a 1. Well, you've got 3 more points of armour.
Nice going.
Your turn to miss.
Yes.
Thank you. I have every faith in you, by the way.
Yes, indeed.
I have every faith in you.
I did demand to see the verses about me first before publication.
Clearly, he just fucked around with them before twatting them pretty hard.
7, that is... that's actually a critical.
Actually unpleasant, yes. So that's D6 plus D2.
Plus D2.
Did you take
one?
What
is it about the 8?
No, roll D2.
I need to roll the D2. So that one's an 8, and that will be a 1.
So that's 7 damage. It failed its... location.
Yes, sorry.
You do.
That is an 8, so the abdomen.
Ooh.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
I've obviously resorted to just kicking them in the nuts.
Thunk. You're on 20... Well, it doesn't matter, really. That's 4 down, 1 injured. Bard, you have 3 on you.
Cleaver okay, I'll just take
it. You should have copied the rule box at the end of the table, because loads of people have come up, looked to see what game it is, and because the counter suits don't have a head on it, you don't know what to play.
Well, I keep looking around to check.
Right.
I'm going to swing
grab one.
And...
Thank you for that.
Oh shit, 99.
Well, originally we weren't anywhere near the stand, so it didn't even think
of it. Yeah, I've always thought you needed a head on your seat anyway.
Yeah, the best thing I've seen, I think it was the Savage Worlds convention character sheet, is stand-up card. So you've got stuff all at the back, and everybody around the table can see it.
You do the events later.
Can see it.
I've got a lot of laminated on, and bent them in the top. So
tell
you've
us how good events
you got. You've got your character name and picture on the front. Well, you know, you opt out, it's tough.
Whoever kills the most Tolkien, I'm certainly not that guy.
That's it. Is that whoever killed the most
Tolkien wins the following product.
Got
right.
I've got that one. But
a new
suspiciously
round.
In 3 and at £45. Yeah. How's that happen?
I'm missing a number of euros.
Yeah.
And any credit to the map.
Slightly confusing combat. Anyway.
Next up is 27.
Ah. You, that is.
Who are you helping?
We're helping.
Yes,
himself.
Because you've knocked your
how many top. People have we got?
He's got 3
in need of help.
One.
Well, the bard quite clearly.
Oh, he's going to help himself.
Yeah.
He's
doing so well. Whereas I think obviously I've
got no actions anyway.
Not set
new round.
New round. It's really quick. When you get someone 2, 1, 3, most of the time it's really quick because it's only one quick roll and there aren't many reactions left either.
I'll leap into to assist our witch.
Okay.
65 is actually a hit.
Okay. I failed to parry.
Left
again.
Arm, if we actually...
I'm taking the piss out of your rice bowl.
Yeah,
still
yeah.
Be far,
I'm
far
glad you're failing yours,
man. So that's 6 to the left arm.
That's 6 to the left arm. That means
anyone near you?
3 goes through. He's still around. And a nasty little scratch. Number 24.
Hello.
Oh,
no. Yeah. It's actually a shame you've steal my turn.
Yep.
Seriously.
Okay.
That's how petty we are. My killing is now 3 things. 26. That's it.
64. Once again, I fail my parry.
Kick his ass.
5 damage in his left arm.
Left arm is
really good.
Everybody else is the GM's a little too enthusiastic.
I've been way back in my past. There's some instant with left arms.
NPCs are real people too.
You're
still
left-handed, they knocked it out to just make you conform.
Yeah.
Right.
Great. So we've got a bard with psychological issues. This is just what I needed to
do. I hate lefties.
Right.
You're on your own, son.
1 in 10.
Right. Whatever's in front of the witch is what I'm attacking.
There's one attacking you, it's still.
That one there.
You can ignore that if you want.
Well,
I actually parry this time, so what sort of damage are you doing?
We do 8 points of damage and he's 8.
Right, 2 off for the spear, so 6. 3 off for the armour, so 3 in his abdomen. Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's a nasty one.
Spear only knocks off 2.
Yeah. Sweet. Have a cut of spear in.
Nope. Next up is the Trollkin. So that's 2 on you.
Oh, well, one behind.
Well, he missed those. He's still around.
Oh, he loses
his action because he's been injured fairly seriously.
I like that.
Hit.
I don't like that. Parry the shield.
Oh, he ain't parry thing. Second one. Yeah. Against the witch. No, against the shaman.
Huh.
81. Woohoo!
Don't even bother to lift my shield.
Against the witch.
Oh.
70.
Oh, that's all right.
And last but not least, against the soldier. 94. What a stunning.
How brilliant these trolls.
They're all wondering if they can go and join in against the bard.
they're losing.
They could all step aside.
Right, warrior.
I've got a combat system. If you'll step aside, that will sort me out nicely.
Yep.
So bleeding step all
the time. Lie down. You don't hit. Oh, well. The witch.
Do I blow it now?
Huh?
I'm going to heal it myself.
Roll.
40 out of 87.
You get 3 back. Position, heal thyself.
Uh-huh.
And the blacksmith. Blacksmith, who are you going for? Who are you trying to help out here?
The witch.
Okay.
Not very popular.
Oh, we're all very good, aren't we?
Well,
no one's
seems
rushing
to be
out
taking
here.
The most.
Well, the witch is the one who gets hit, and the witch has the healing magic.
Yeah. Whereas when you talk about healing magic, you make it sound like something that really shouldn't be touched
at
the table.
Sorry, miss.
Some people call the witch is healing for some reason.
How about you, Leon?
That's actually.
Let me just blow a few of these candles out.
Special couch with a hole in one end.
Right.
Yeah.
Next up is our heroic.
Movie wearing
shirt.
Oh,
it's
27.
It's our warrior.
Oh, yes.
Foolhardy. Swing to
99. These are awesome.
He's still around with the
99.
Oh, it's irrelevant anyway. I've rolled 99 more times than I care for.
I'm impressed.
And yeah, I'm still borrowing your dice.
You know, yeah. You know, if this was a high roll game, you'd be.
Point is next.
You wouldn't, if this was, if the whole day was a load of averages, my game's going to be completely dull.
Yeah. Right, damage.
I've worked this out in advance of the law of averages, I'm afraid you will.
Yeah,
I rolled 96, sorry.
You rolled 96, yeah, so 26.
No,
oh,
no,
right,
no, 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 no.
Right. Nothing so optimistic.
8.
That's more like it.
That might hit.
Yep.
This is your second
shoot
one.
Shoot low. You're adding shoot low.
Oh, okay.
5, and he's 8 again. So in the abdomen.
5 in his abdomen.
5 in his abdomen.
Bounces.
Damn.
That's 3 abdomen.
You're using that nerf weapon again, aren't you?
Well, you are only fighting.
Just
me
to get the hard one.
Right, next up is the Trollkin. Those that are left.
Yeah.
I've got one attacking both of you, one attacking you, and.
3.
Yeah, all 3 are attacking you. First of all, the witch. Is it?
Yay! I'm parried.
With this. Yeah, so that's 2 extra points of armor. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, if I roll an 8, I can do some damage.
You've got your extra armor, don't forget.
Yeah, that's all it is.
So, no,
you're alright.
Yeah.
So
everybody rushes to help the witch.
Miss!
Everybody reinforces the witch.
Shaman,
we're coming, we're coming.
Yeah. Oh, Shaman, you might want to parry that.
Shaman, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Shield would be good.
Yeah. At 40.
Flunk. Very, very solid strike.
Oh,
the Shaman saws himself lavishly.
to that step it down one.
Yeah, I'll step it down this time. Not necessarily.
Probably to get a step around.
Yeah, I'm
what's
I'm
your
another.
Traveller book going for?
20.
Ah, nice. Sorry, I didn't mean the armour, I meant the normal parry to a crit.
Not on his own. It does, doesn't it? Right.
Last
it still hits you.
So if you were in on the Sunday, it was all like this.
6 points of damage. I'm so used to doing press 3. You know, I've been playing it for 30 years, you know. It's
yeah, yeah.
So, right, next so you took 6 damage to your 18. So 4 damage to your 18.
Ooh, it's my left arm.
That's 2.
Oh, dear me. That was obviously the shield arm.
Never played the same parry rules twice, I don't think.
I think we came out of the RPG session.
Oh, I was playing Green Death. I never moved up from 3. I use the slightly different values and magic points and things, but I never really erased everything that's been there. Right, next up is the Trollkins on you, all 3 of them. Mr. Munchkin, Mr. Grimley.
I know names and everything, I can't kill them.
Yeah, because it's taken you so long to kill them, they've actually evolved into characters.
That was a hit, thank you very much.
The Trollkin with no name.
That was not apparent.
Woohoo! I hit the bard.
No instructions.
Oh, in the 18.
Like a balloon of hammers. One hit or down.
3 damage.
As a bard, you probably
do. To your 18. So 18. You take off the armour.
1 damage to my left arm. No!
There will be blood.
There's a lot more damage in turn.
I hope there'll be no more.
Yeah.
The bard may faint.
It's over.
Do you
want
to grab film masters?
Oh, right, I'm changing dice. That's rubbish.
Sorry,
whites and the new tens. Warrior. Warrior. Who's hungry?
He's trying to get an answer. He should be one of the men.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
it's
a hit. 7 to the 8. 7 to the abs. Take that.
Where did they lose?
There. By the entrance. Just checking on that for a minute.
Easy to get out of there. Sorry.
There's lots of... The place is full of them. Loads of
them. Yeah. Yeah, I'll see it to you by the way.
I
don't know why they didn't let us put some garlic shaped stickers or Cyberman or something like that.
Garlic, a bit too abstract.
How much
damage?
Why are
you arguing again?
Well, surely where the little laser thing
right,
goes.
Right, well, that worked. And
what
now
it's... What kind of doctor has you been watching?
Ross, you're going to Malfoy?
Yeah. Get the dice, and the entourage,
you're whittling away his locations, but you're not doing enough damage on any one to cause him to happen.
He's hit them, apparently, on a... on a demon from a Neverworld. What kind of die? Left leg. 8.
I mean, they're very pretty, but they're not the most easy to read.
I've been looking at buying some, but now I'm actually trying to look at
them. I have bought some, but they're rather different from those. They're a bit easier to read.
Got to say, when you're playing this game in a dark room, those come into their own.
Yes. Yeah. But unfortunately, you can't mark down any damage.
Yeah. Glow in the dark sheets. See, glow in the dark pens. Or,
or switch
the glow in the dark
on.
Game. Yeah,
right. Next up is the Warrior.
Absolutely. We'll try yet another swing at the nippy little bubble.
Oh. Oh! Yes, you're right, cool.
Hang on.
I didn't do you, did I?
Oh, you missed out the witch.
I not missed the witch.
A 90.
Oh, God!
Do you know what? I'm ever so glad we took the time out to make room for that.
You had to see me.
Yeah. I need to see you looking a bit feeble, so I'm justified in helping.
That was genius.
91. Oh. So moving on. I think I may have actually hit one thing.
These are the Trollkins standing between like us four. Yeah. Like,
66. Should we ask you all together at the middle so we can meet you?
The skill, the talent, the ability of the Trollkins to flick your weapon to one side.
Oh, was that?
Excuse
me. Right, get in then.
Are you?
He's carried me.
Right. Fashion. Gracious.
Oh, so he didn't just parry you, he pointed out
how bad
your attack was.
Oh, that's
you must try harder.
That's 7 plus 4.
That's what I'm going to make because they're doing that next round.
A 9.
Ooh. to his 14, which is his right arm.
Right arm roll damage bonus. 11.
Yep.
Eleven right arm, 5 damage from sword, 6 goes through to its right arm. You're fighting your nasty one.
Both his arms fall off and I hit him on one side.
He's
the
left arm.
Look out!
That was
just
probably
pleasant.
Set down as well. That.
Oh. He loses his next action.
Your shirt over there.
Oh. Right, next up is Trollkin. He can't attack you.
But he's armless.
Hey!
No, don't die, don't. This is why we don't run comedy games.
Hit!
Yes, I think that's getting through.
Indeed, it is!
Maybe.
In the head!
Oh,
for 8!
Oh, yes, you did get through. And
what have I missed?
Well, things are not going quite as well as they were.
I've chopped both the arms.
Where's the ball?
They've learned to parry.
We've taken out a couple of right arms, but four. It's not the right arms.
Oh, sorry. I knew it was the one.
If you climb it, if you think of going through the loop,
the witch.
Yes. There's three of them, and there's a cube of 5.
Ah, oh, wait. And now the three.
You can go.
All right.
Well, there are. I mean, the one near the two sides.
Let's get you off me there while we're back. No, it's just.
God, my 73 was actually pretty good. Yes, he was.
Who was that on?
That was 80.
On who? Oh, that's right then, isn't it?
I average 76 and a half with those rolls.
Is the other barbarian still standing?
Yeah, that's
okay. Oh, right, he's got a bit of a kitchen. Right.
Next up,
first right,
and which?
Yeah, and then you've got
right
opposite that, we've got 3 sinks, and that's it.
I thought. There's another door.
With the arrivals are in another door. There's cubicles on that side. There's two men entrances.
Three gets next through.
You went for the one that was there. So there's one behind you.
You're trying to knock down all these locations.
It's a bit off. Yeah, it's slightly off. You do some cubicles through one door.
However, if nobody's noticed that, then they will be queuing.
And another miss! Right, the blacksmith is going to show you all how it's done.
Thump. And who's under attack?
Well, the bard.
Bard.
Okay.
He's facing quite a few, isn't he?
Yeah. They are naked trollkin, though.
Manfully holding them
off. They are what?
Naked trollkin.
Ew.
Beat them off.
Oh, no, no. 84 again. Oh, 82, how do I do it? Another successful failure.
Oh, thanks.
That's not my skill, is it?
No.
That's my talent.
That's your talent before the armour gets taken into account.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking at this point.
Wait a minute, Froggy.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. That's your talent, and that's what you actually act because you've got half a
turn. Rolling, but I just looked up there and saw an 91.
No, you're not doing it wrong. You're incredibly skilled, but you're incredibly incumbent. Right. It's also largely due to the modern age, it's not that great equipment.
This encounter's running a bit longer than you expected. You thought we'd most of it.
Well, yeah, the average roll between us is somewhere in the high 70s, isn't it? It happens.
I'm not sure if we're taking. I think I'll continue to concentrate on the one that I've been whittling down so far.
I've got 3 chunks out of mine.
Yes.
Hurrah!
I fell.
Oh, thank God, I'd have been so ticked off. So that's a hit to the chest for 7.
That's going to smart a bit. You were attacking the witches one, weren't you?
Yes, that's right.
How much did you say? 7.
7. Still standing?
Yeah.
At least had the decency to fall over.
Right.
If you take little chunks out, they last.
Yeah, between these two, these two trollkins, they managed to actually batter one hit on every location except for the leg between the two of them. No duplicates.
Right. 66.
Do you think he's a little too involved?
35.
Are we? 9 in its right leg.
4.
Squeals falls over and is unconscious.
Thank God.
So you've only got 2 left.